You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's
and
right.
I don't know about other people, but I think every day you wake up is a darn good day.
Every Absolutely. Weekend that I play, I say all the time, we live in a little slice of paradise. There's no doubt about it. Thank you, friends, for tuning in. You can check us out on 1510 WWBC all over the great wide world that we live in. All you have to do is hit that listen live button and you get us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, there we also archive all of the shows under the on-demand button. You can pick any Monday for the last 15 years. Well, I don't know if all 15 years are on there, but nonetheless, you can download from the radio station, 1510 WWBC. Of course, we share all of that and the pictures and the bios of our guests and all of the great information on our website and our social media, which is Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is under the social media. And then the website is SitaMediaInc.com.
That's right. And so for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends for the first time, or if you are a returning listener, our show is very fun, it's unscripted, it's very interesting, and we give out valuable information to our listeners about financial literacy, environmental concerns. Lots of nonprofits choose Viewpoint with Sita and Friends to come and share information. We also talk to people who are running for office. We speak with our friends who are physicians and attorneys, and we have people on our show that actually are artists and actors, and they call in from New York and Los Angeles, and tons of authors. Authors always have something to say because they've got a story to tell, and a lot of them write a book or they write a piece for a magazine when they want to share information with the public. And so we've got tons of authors. So, and for those sponsors who sponsor our segments and keep us on air, because Danny here won't just let me come and run my mouth for 15 years, although I would like to. Thank you so much. And for our guests, Lisa, thank you. And of course, we have wonderful guests in the studio today. You know, Ellen, the weekend was good. Did you have a good weekend?
Had a fantastic weekend. We're playing at the hotels now from Valentine's Day until July 4th every Saturday. I get to meet people from all over the world.
And put a plug in for your show. You might as well.
I always do. I meet some really interesting people that always say, I'm gonna make sure I get a hold of Sita.
Nice. Yes. Well, I worked the weekend. Our unit manager left to go back to Kentucky, and so we had a big party for her Chili's. And then my granddaughter did a big dance at Vieira High School.
Oh, that was beautiful.
And for International Day, it was so cute. I had to cook for her before I went to my friend's going away party. And then I went to a fundraiser in Cocoa to support the young people who are trying to play sports for the summer, in the Rockledge High School students, and that was good. And then the Persian New Year, the Iranian New Year, we normally have a nice big dance party with food. We didn't have it this year, but they had a picnic, and it was fun, and everybody's hoping for world peace.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, the food was good, and I went after work in my scrubs yesterday. The other thing was I at the fundraiser on Saturday, I completely forgot when you play bingo and you fill out a card, you're supposed to scream bingo. Well, I didn't scream bingo, but somebody else behind me said, bingo. And I said, oh, I have it too. And they said, well, whoever said it first is going to win the prize. And so I'm like, what is the prize? A Coach purse.
Oh,
wow.
No.
So, of course, my coworkers wanted to bump me on the head. They're like, yeah. You watch these old people play bingo all the time. for 25 cents a card and you could not say bingo, I said, I don't know what happened to my brain. It just left.
You can't be good at everything, Sita.
Well,
bingo's,
I did have fun.
Bingo, you might have to get off that. Yeah,
yeah, I did have fun. But anyway, so for our listeners today, my good friend Lisa Soloway is here. And Lisa and I are ABWA sisters. We met through the American Businesswomen's Association. And she has a passion for real estate. And she's committed to delivering excellent satisfaction to her clients, as well as she's a co-founder at one of the greatest nonprofits in town. It's called Ways for Life. We're going to talk to her in a little bit. Our second segment, I met a friend, I guess we met a long time ago, Valerie Courtney Herring. And I've been trying to get Valerie on the show for the longest while. And this morning, my guest who was supposed to be here was ill. So I just woke up and I said, I'm going to call Valerie. She just popped into my head. So she'll be here on the second segment to talk about something very interesting. It's about a natural patch that activates our bodies and help to eliminate pain and inflammation. It actually helps the body to heal itself and is called the light wave patch. Right?
Life and, wave. Yep.
Right. And Valerie's here with Noel Thomas, and he's a health and wellness coach. What a great day we're going to have, spreading good information on our show. So before further ado, we'll just have my friend Lisa introduce herself to our audience and tell us a little bit about herself and why she chose to help with this nonprofit and foster so many youths who are aging out of the foster system.
Thank you so much, Sita and Ellen, for having me on the show. I am first a wife, a mother, and grandmother to seven grandsons and one granddaughter. And, of course, I am a daughter of the King, Father God, and Jesus.
Yes.
And my husband and I adopted our daughter from foster care when she was eight. She's turning 32 in a couple of months. That is when I learned what happens to these kids when they age out. Happy birthday. You're 18. Here's your garbage bag. Pack your stuff and go.
Wow.
That's it.
Yes.
And that always bothered me. And when I moved from Connecticut here to Florida 11 and a half years ago, God had actually put on my heart to help these kids because it always bothered me. It came up so many times. And so I first started a life skills program called Lift Up at my church in 2017. And it is a two-segment, total of 30 sessions, two semesters. And we're teaching them about life skills, you know, gratitude, career, you know, relationships, because they never learned how to have a good relationship. You know, they weren't taught that. So as many things they haven't been taught that all of us teachers, we have four teaching teams, say, man, I wish I learned that at this age, you know?
Sita, it seems like we say that every month at least, yeah, that life skill classes are so important for our youth. Way to go, Lisa. Right. Way
absolutely
to go.
You know, and it's not only limited to kids who are aging out of the foster system. You have a lot of
correct
children, young adults and kids who are living in two-parent households, where the parents are working two jobs and some of them just don't know themselves, they can also learn some of these life skills.
Yeah, our primary, so Ways for Life stands for Wraparound Youth Services. And I met Pamela Bress, who was an agent, she's an attorney, and she worked with aging out of foster care kids, representing them and really kind of advocating for
their
needs.
She saw a lot in the court system. That's why she started this.
100%.
Because she didn't know where they were going to go next.
Right.
They were homeless.
Right. And she visited her clients in jail far too often and said, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
I met her at a foster care breakout in 2019, and she shared with me her vision to have a walk-in center to help these young people. And I said, sign me up.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, it's like most people who open a nonprofit or trying to do something, write a book or whatever, something happened. Like they saw something and they say, oh, my God, I have to help. And you are an angel, too. I mean, all of us have a calling, right? We find a purpose on earth to do something. And it's like a lot of people see that same thing, a lot of attorneys, but they look the other way. And they keep walking. But she decided this is what she was going to do. So
wow,
kudos to her.
She is super amazing. And she has such a heart. You know, typically you say, well, an attorney would do such a thing. Yes. She's like, She left her job. She left her income to start this. And I was very blessed to be, I'm still part of it. I have brought the Life Skills program over in 2022. We opened in COVID, during COVID, just before COVID hit, and we did not shut our doors.
And you all just had a fundraiser too.
We did. We had an incredible gala, which has been a lot of fun. It's always fun to do a gala. We do have a race coming up on Saturday, March 28th. It's coming right up. You can still sign up. You don't have to run. You could walk. Bring friends.
I'll be out of town, but I saw
talk it. And walk.
You know, or you could donate and just get a T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the universe is so lined up sometimes in what you want to do in life, right? I went to the India Fest. People had their volunteer appreciation dinner.
Yes.
And I'm just minding my business, and all of a sudden they start talking about Ways for Life. And I'm like, oh, let me text Lisa.
Yeah.
And I texted you. And they had such wonderful things to say about the young lady that was there to get the check. I sent you her name. I forgot right now. But they were saying too, what a wonderful nonprofit it is, because, you know, it's very sad. A lot of these kids who end up in foster care, the idea behind that is if the kids can be reunited with their families, so be it. But a lot don't, through no fault of their own, and they have to stay there until they're 18. And then you get a bag and they say, bye.
Right.
Well, and some of the other challenges are, too, of the adoption process that these foster kids have to go through. And the families sometimes don't have the money to, you know, process and go through that whole piece of the adoption. So then they're kind of stuck in this berm. And imagine going through your whole childhood, like not being able to be a kid. You're just stuck in this constant headspace of who wants me? You know, that's tough.
Yeah.
And then to have to learn on top of that, you know, have to actually process life skills.
Well, that happens in regular families, too.
Of course, of course.
I work, you know, like people go through a lot. It's nice that you guys open it up to the community and everyone can learn. But would you say then you provide services, legal services, and then you all provide solutions for homelessness, some of the other things, food services. You know, we all hear about the children that go home hungry every night, or in the summer when school is out, they need food. And you all, you help a lot with a lot of those things.
So, we have a food pantry and a hygiene pantry.
Right. So how would you say you measure your impact here in Brevard?
So we measure our impact by the number of youth we serve. We've served well over 500 youth and over 200 of their dependent children. It's a lot of... It's not just foster care that's what we started out with, but we found out about the number of unaccompanied youth, homeless youth in our community is just staggering. It's about 6,000 in Brevard County.
So it's not limited to only kids who are aging out of the foster system.
Correct.
You get referrals from other agencies as well.
Yes, including the Housing Authority. We work with them as well. We actually are at the Housing Authority building on Guava Avenue in Melbourne. Where do I live?
Well, wow. I think you know Marion more than Housing for Homeless with Housing Cheats.
I don't. So Pam deals with a lot of that.
Yeah, because she's talked a lot about the point, you know, where they point and count and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Pam and our COO, Katie Stewart, work with the local agencies. I am one of the co-founders. I started as VP of Finance for 5 years, president on the board, and I direct the Life Skills Program. But they are boots on the ground. And what an incredible transformation, how much we've grown. We started with a one floor, about 5,000 square feet, and we just went to the first floor. So we have two floors at this building, 11,000 square feet.
That's in Melbourne, right?
Yes.
And it's in Melbourne.
It's in Melbourne, yeah.
But you know what it is? It only takes one person, right, to start the idea.
Absolutely.
And then somebody else comes along and say, can I help?
Right? 100%.
But Lisa, I sat next to you for so long at ABWA, and I often heard you speak about Ways for Life, but you never really, like, show off about it. And, hey, this is me, Lisa, I'm doing this. But I'm so glad I spoke to you. This
we
is the
have
power
about
of speech,
a minute.
Right? This is the power of chatting with your friends at ABWA, right? Because then you learn so much. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the life skills part of it, because that seems to be like the most important thing that you're giving. And you were right about the life skills, that you send these young adults out into this big bad world and you're giving them tutoring and assistance with college applications and how to fill out an application for an apartment, partner up with Housing for Homeless. So talk to us a little bit about those things.
So I'd like to just let everybody know that Ways for Life, when a member comes in, they get, it's about 2.5 hours. We find out, what do they need? Some of them do not have their Social Security card or their birth certificate. They can't get
a
job.
They can't vote. Oh, God.
Or anything.
Don't get
right,
me.
Exactly. Oh. So we really find out, what do they need, and we wrap our arms around them. Do they need housing? We find housing. We have a couple of transitional houses right now.
Wow.
We have partnered with Wings of Grace. They built a 24 one-bedroom, one-bath unit housing. So we get them in because...
He's with the church as well. The guy who founded that.
Dwight Bell.
Yeah. I met Dwight.
Yes.
He is, oh my God, he's awesome as well.
He is. His mission is that no child goes homeless.
Yes.
No child goes homeless.
I spoke to him and his wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're doing great things
They need
Melbourne.
To be on the show too.
Yeah.
We help them. About 85% of them do not have a high school diploma. So they really can't go anywhere. So we have the first floor is primarily our GED fast track program that our COO, Katie Stewart, brought over. And we now have 3 rooms for tutors because they were out in the hallway upstairs, and now they have private space to be able to tutor these young people. And mentors, if they want a mentor, we'll help them get a mentor.
Excellent.
Mental health counseling. We have a wing of 4 rooms for mental health counseling because these kids have had a lot of struggle in their life, which is heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. We have a career pathways program where we help them figure out, what do they want to do, right? Some want to go to college, some want to go in the military, some want to go in the trades. So we also just started a trades lab.
Yeah.
So we have electricians, plumbers, you know, and any other trade that you can think of, HVAC.
Yeah, and just think about the impact on the community, right? Because you have so many kids when they leave high school, they get into trouble, no fault of their own. Their company that they keep, no mentors, no guidance. You know, mm-hmm. we always like to say that General Colin Powell always said the one thing the world needed was guidance.
Right. Yeah.
And you're 100%. Giving these kids the guidance, and you're helping them too, so that they don't end up in jail or prisons or with the wrong people.
And I'm seeing the impact of that.
But the guidance too part is what I see is that there's no problem solving. Like, there's no divergent thinking anymore. It's because everybody was taught to take a test to the test, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't about learning the pieces of when you're struggling with something that, hey, there is God, there is hope, there is ways to get through it. And yes, everybody's dealt. Everybody at some point in your life has had a hard time with something.
Right.
And it's our ability to be able to get through that and foster kids that don't necessarily always get that guidance. Normal, you know, not for foster kids.
Well, it's coping mechanisms. Everybody
exactly
needs,
right. And that's the big part,
so
too.
There are so many nonprofits in Brevard. Mm-hmm. What distinguishes Ways of Life from so many others?
We're filling needs that have not been met. And it's a problem around the country. Happy birthday, you're 18, here's your garbage bag. See ya. What? My kids always say, thank God I can call you and ask questions, and you always help me and guide me. And our daughter, who we adopted, she'll be 32 in a couple of months. She's always like, I don't know why I would do that, you and Dad. And she's 32.
What a blessing.
Well, you know what it is, too? I see you're well-grounded in your faith as well. And I think people who are faithful to the Lord, whether you're Muslim or Christian or Hindu or Baha'i or Jewish, whatever it is, if you understand that our Creator lives right here in this heart and He sees and hears everything we do, then you give back to the world because, you know, you're pleasing the Lord. Like Danny here, he pleases the Lord.
Amen to that.
He asks
us to do things.
Yeah, he goes fishing to please the Lord.
That's right.
He knows he wants him to catch a fish.
Fisherman.
He wants to pretend he could do 5 fish with 1 loaf of bread and, you know, feed everybody. But he doesn't do it. He does not do it. But would you say that your faith plays an integral part of you, what you do?
Absolutely. It started with God putting in my heart to adopt a child who needed a loving home. And that's our daughter, Tiffany.
And that shows as well in your field as a real estate agent as well. Because you when you sell somebody something, you're not selling them a lemon. Because you know God is watching.
God is, He's everything.
So tell us a little bit about how, I mean, you, of course, donate a lot of time, energy, and effort to this cause. But it's also funded by other people. other ways. Tell us the streams that you use to get this project, Ways of Life, funded.
God is in it. It is not easy to start a nonprofit, especially one that, you know, really requires the funding that we have. So we do have an exceptional grant writer. So we're funded by grants, and we're getting a little higher in the donation portion of our funding as well. We just celebrated 6 years in January.
Congratulations.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. And it is incredible to see the growth and transformation. And we all know God is a huge part of it. He is present. Absolutely. And as a realtor, every time I sell a house, I make a donation. So it's in my name and my clients' names that we make this donation, because it's important to give back to our community. Amen. As a business owner.
And I bet whoever you sell a home to, they appreciate it too, because that's blessings.
Yes.
That's blessed. Yes. That you don't see it, but you do. If you don't get the blessing, your children would get it. Your grandchildren would get it, right? Because it's a domino effect. So what specific actions can individuals take to make a difference?
So with any organization or nonprofit that, you know, calls to their heart and for ways, we have over 100 volunteers. We could not do this without the volunteers. It's really a community effort. So for ways, you can, you know, go to waysforlife.org and go to the volunteer page. You can submit a volunteer application. And that's true of like any nonprofit that needs, I mean, we need
they
help.
They all need help. And
Absolutely.
There are so many people who are retiring in Brevard. So listen up. If you have a couple of hours to spare and you could sew or cook or garden or do something, come and help these young kids.
Yeah.
It's
we
not
have a
enough
tower
to
garden
say, you know, I always say it's not enough to say that we encourage, which we know our birth rate is very low in the U.S. right now. It's not enough to encourage people to have the children, be there when they're born too, right?
Absolutely.
And this is one way of doing that. Yes. So if you met somebody in an elevator and they say, hey, tell me a little bit about your Ways for Life, what would be like your 30-second elevator speech that you would tell them to encourage them to go on your website, to learn something? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that we are helping children that are underserved with housing, education, food, career path training, their GED, which you really can't get anywhere without it. But this is an organization that impacts young people's lives. We've seen it. We have some of our members take advantage of everything. And now, you know, they're in nursing school at one of our donors. Actually at the gala said, I'm going to pay for her nursing program, because she spoke and said that was her desire was to become a nurse. We paid for her CNA. That was the start, right? So I would say there's so many opportunities to get involved in this organization. And like you had said, Sita, if you're retired and you have a couple hours, we have a lot of retired people who come and help.
And you know, the thing is, they poo-poo around in their house worrying about what to do.
Yes.
But they should just get up and do something. Yeah. Because I talk to everybody. I could talk to the wall and the wall will talk back to me.
That's so true.
And I hear people all the time. They'll be at the gym and there are three or four of them congregating in the front. Well, I don't know what to do. My son moved away. My daughter's moved away. And I want to say, well, go look up some of the nonprofits. With your gray hair and your experience, you could give back a lot.
That's incredible and such a huge help to our members. Some of our retirees help our members realize a career field, you know, when they talk about it, which is super cool. And we have a trades lab now that we're on two floors that, you know, some people want to become an electrician, a plumber, in HVAC, you know, any one of the trades, and there are so many of them. Which is super cool, because we have partnerships that we've created with these different tradespeople. And it is just great to see these young people coming. And we mentioned the life skills program. It's two semesters, 15 weeks, and we're teaching them. The first semester is based on the book Success for Teens. And our primary core values are financial wellness, they need to, you know, advocate for themselves, self-advocacy, as well as healthy relationships. Those are the three main
and
core values.
Self-esteem. My God, we have we have a world full of teenagers walking around with self-esteem issues, mental health challenges. Of course, a lot of it is social media. A lot of it is lack of, you know, people taking an interest in their lives. But I just want to tell our listeners, we're speaking with my good friend and American Business Women's Association sister, Lisa Salloway. And Lisa is a real estate agent here in town, as well as one of the co-founders of Ways for Life. So, Lisa, what is the long-term plan for Ways of Life?
So the long-term plan is really to continue to grow what we do so that we can serve more. That's why we went from 5,000 to 11,000 square feet. We have two floors. And really, ultimately, Pamela Bress, our executive director, who had this seed in her heart to do this, we talk about helping other communities to be able to have a program like this.
Yeah, so you partner up with other people as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, you have so many people. When you look towards joining a nonprofit or being part of it, it's always that people need funds, time, energy, effort, right?
Yes.
But for the future, what do you see the long-term plan with supporters giving more funds to help? I mean, how do we reach out to more people? Because there's so many that says they need funds to help their nonprofits.
Absolutely. And a lot of our grants are actually restricted to certain things. So we are working and we've grown our donor base quite a bit, which is really good. So we're getting to the point where we're pretty equal, maybe a little bit more in donors now. The cool thing is come and see what we're doing. Because our dollars, the dollars that I give, the dollars anybody gives, is part of making a difference and making an impact on these young people's future. So it's really about changing the trajectory of what these young people have been through and helping them to grow so that they can have a life where they are self-sustaining.
Yeah, and when you go on the website, and actually when I heard them speak about it at the India Fest Gala, there's so many success stories.
Oh, so great. I got goosebumps.
You know, yeah, and you know what? It's almost like I always feel like the world's children, they're all our children.
They are.
It doesn't matter if a child is born in India or Africa or the Middle East or the Caribbean. If God sent them here, they're for us.
That's right.
And we have to take care of them, right?
That's right. God is love.
Yeah.
And that is what we need to be in the world.
And I think those of us with a reasonable head, steady head, we ought to promote that instead of negativity. Because when you think negative, negativity comes. When you're positive, you breed positivity, right? But before you go, I'm sure not everything is peaches and cream. There has to be challenges with operating such a wonderful, successful nonprofit called Ways of Life. Any challenges?
Yeah. Challenges can be young people who have just been so hurt and it shows in their behavior. We never give up on them. As a matter of fact, we have a student in our life skills program that this is her third time, and to see her growth from 4 years ago to now is absolutely incredible. It's because we never gave up on her. She'd leave for a while and just be struggling emotionally, you know, financially, in every single way. But she kept coming back. And to see her today versus 4 years ago, and she's in this, we're in our second semester right now, where we help them build a life plan. And she is doing phenomenal.
Yeah, I love the part where you all are training them in trade as well, because not everybody is cut out for college.
100%.
Not everyone is, you know, cut out for opening a business. Not everybody was taught how to save so that they could pay off credit card debt and open something, right? But trade, I mean, plumbing, being an electrician. I just met a young man yesterday and he said, "Nurse, I just want to let you know I'm going to become an electrician." And I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, I'm going to be met with someone who already have a company and they're going to take me under their wing." And he said, "Guess what, nurse? He made $30,000 in 2 months because he had a contract." And he goes, "Can you believe it?" I'm like, "I can."
That's what I'm
so,
talking about.
You know, so the thing is, people share with you when they feel like you care, right? And what I like about Ways of Life is you guys actually care. You don't give up on anyone.
all of our staff have such hearts for these young people that we help. It is just amazing.
Well, you know, if a young person came to you at the age of 18 and they said, you know, I have to find somewhere to live. I have to find a job. I don't have a car. I don't even have a bicycle. I have to have health insurance. I mean, living is not cheap.
It is
by the time, and you have to have a place to take a bath and sleep and food and a kitchen. I mean, what are we doing? I think this whole idea that kicking your kids out at 18, whether foster care or regular care in a home, it's kind of not the right way to go. Some kids deserve to stay at home a little bit more.
I agree.
At 18, what are you doing to your children? Because just health insurance alone, if they don't qualify for the ACAs, is so much.
It is, and they don't even know what to navigate. They have no idea, which is why a lot of them end up homeless.
Yeah, or in prison. And it's so sad, they end up in a prison and someone has a contract there to make money off the prison for the bed and the floor and the food and the mental health, and it's a never-ending. So really what you all are doing is catching people in that interim between 18 and whatever and showing them the ways for life. I love it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It is really a blessing to see these young people blossom over time when they're with us. It's incredible.
You've got to tell Pamela Bress how much we appreciate what she has done for young people, too, because she's one of a kind. I've met so many people in the legal system or educational system, medical, and they would give a check and walk away, or they would give some time and walk away. But no one actually sits down and quits their job and plan how to help other people, children. I mean, you didn't bring them into the world, but now that they're here, somebody's got to do that job.
And Pam is so humble, and she'll always say, it's not me, it's our team. But she had, you know, she's been an attorney, right? But there are so many things that she's had to do and figure out that she's never done before, and she does it exceptionally well. And, you know, like I said, her and Katie, the fact that they're such a great leadership team, that's why we are where we are today.
Yeah, well, thank you, Lisa, for your commitment to our youths in Brevard here.
Yeah.
And for the commitment to the future. Because I can't see you stopping anytime soon. I think you'll be going there till you're gray with a walking stick, because you can still give back.
And I'm on waysforlife.org right now and filling out the volunteer application myself right now.
So you can teach them how to sing.
So it's very easy. Well, there's lots of stuff. You know,
yeah. I can teach them how to make my famous curry chicken.
I'm telling you, you should really take her up on
that. We started a cooking class, so yes.
Wow. Take her up on that.
We got to add you to the rotation.
Caribbean people don't cook with a recipe, right? My friend said, I'm still waiting on the recipe to make this eggplant dish that you make. And I go, well, I'm from Trinidad. We put a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We don't measure. So I'm going to have to learn how to start measuring, because everybody's asking me for recipes. It's just, we just cook from the heart.
Yes.
And you know what I notice? If you're doing something, if you're cooking for somebody that you like, mm-hmm. it's so easy. The food comes out good.
That's right.
If you're cooking for somebody you don't like, forget it. Yeah. Something goes wrong with
love.
The food.
You put love in the cooking.
Yeah, you got to put love. So God is love.
God is love.
And our world, I always say that our world would be a better place if we all wake up every day. And like the young man just told us, be grateful for that inhale. Because if you don't exhale, something wrong.
Mm.
Right?
Oh,
if we change our behaviors in life, we will change the world.
Well, hopefully we'll change the world one person at a time for waysforlife.org. Make sure you look up their website and all the great information that they have. They've got literally at least 20 opportunities for people to volunteer in 20 different ways. So please make sure you check that out. And we are going to take a quick station break and listen to our sponsors. And we'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right? That's where we are.
That's okay. We're getting older and bolder and wiser, Ellen. You can have a glitch. Hey.
Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super Saving Sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud 9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9. Mattress and Furniture.
BABA Senior Care Outreach. They are a private, non-for-profit organization committed to serving the aging community with compassion and respect. They recognize and honor seniors as individuals, and they are dedicated to promoting their health, safety, dignity, and overall quality of life. Please join them on May 23rd at the Wickham Park in Melbourne, Florida, for a BSO Senior Walk-In Show. Well, they will have vendors, great resources, and information to provide for seniors. So please check out babaseniouroutreach.org for more information.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We're heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent earth.
That's right. On 1510 WWBC, you can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, we archive all the shows there under the On Demand. Just pick a Monday by date. Of course, we share all of that then on our social media, which is Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and our website, which is SitaMediaInc.com. Cool part about the website is that you can go into the search and actually search by topic or search by name, so you'll be able to find the interviews right away.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Ellen. Well, that was the voice of Ellen O'Neill, my co-host. Ali is here as usual.
Hiya.
Danny's running aboard, and we had a really robust first segment with my friend Lisa Salloway, which was really good. We learned a lot about ways for life. Our second segment is with a lady that I've been trying to nail down to get on this show forever, Miss Valerie Courtney Herring. And this is what she said this morning when I called and I told her I had an opening. I think I will be too shy to talk. And I said, I'll make you talk.
Yeah.
You'll be just fine. I want to hear all about your patches. And she brought with her Noel Thomas. Noel is a health and wellness coach. And we are going to be talking on this segment about the Life Wave patch. And to my listeners who are tuning in, I tell you, this is, you know, we all, something goes wrong with our body. And the first thing people think is, let me go call the doctor. Let me get my lab test. Let me look for my insurance card. Can I afford the copayment? But there's groundbreaking therapy that's happening behind the scenes, and it is FDA approved. And we're going to talk a little bit about these life wave patches. So, Valerie Courtney Herring, tell us a little bit how you got involved with these patches.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your station today. It had to be God, because I was like, I'm so nervous, you know, to get on a radio talk show. I've never done it before. But it's truly a blessing, you know. It was an opportunity that, honestly, I was not looking for. I tell you a little bit about myself, which I worked in finance for over 30 years, but never thought of myself in an opportunity on a, like a medical field. I was one day on Facebook, and Noelle reached out to me to share this opportunity with me. At the time, I was doing another program, and I was not interested, and it was a weight loss program, honestly. And I was able to retire at age 58, and this opportunity came, wasn't looking. He reached out, and he asked me a question. He goes, Valerie, I think you need to look at what I'm doing. And I go, what is it? He goes, how many people do you know suffer with pain? And I says, at the time, I says, more people than want to lose weight.
Yeah.
And I got involved, and he asked me, he goes, Valerie, do you suffer with pain? I go, yes. It's funny that you asked that. I says, even though I lost weight, my lower back hurts when I get up in the mornings. So I tried the patch, and oh my God, I said, this is it. And he goes, it's funny you ask that, because that's the name of our team. I said, well, this is it. I got involved in it, and I shared it. My brother heard me talk about it, and he wanted to be a part of it because he played football in his days. And both of us, we're in our 60s, you know, and it was like, wow.
Well, you look good. I wouldn't know you when you're 60s. Yeah. Yes. Maybe the patch helps with that, too.
It does absolutely help with aging. I'm younger. Telling
it
you, you know.
Does.
So, Noel, you, you're a health and wellness coach. And, you know, when you think about health and wellness, people always think about exercise, diet, yoga. My joints hurt, my neck hurt, my back hurt. What can I do to make myself well again, right? So
absolutely.
You got, tell us how you got involved with these patches.
Well, it's quite like Val. First of all, I'm a believer. I'm a father of five. I met my honey love. Is what I call my wife. I met her in high school, first day of school. She dropped a pen, picked it up, took her to her classes, got a church hug at the bus loop. 30 years later, we married with five kids. You know, they told us Jesus turned water into wine. I didn't know wine turned into children. So,
That was a good one. You better write that down. Coin that. I didn't know wine could turn into children.
Yeah. But we found out after a few years.
Danny's smiling because he's going to use that line.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, we've been having just an incredible time on this journey called life. And like you said, you run into situations and things will happen. You know, I didn't know. By the age of 30, we lose 50% of our healing systems, including our stem cells. By the time we're 60, we lose 90 to 95%. So I wasn't looking
for
this.
We were written off years ago.
That's right.
We were written off. You're 60, oh, there's the grandma, right. You know. Nowadays, praise God for hair color, and thank you, Lord, whoever invented that one. But you're right. We lose a lot of our healing mechanisms in our body.
Absolutely.
And we need a replenishment.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about how this tiny little patch that's it's working on our body by our body heat.
So it's a quarter size wafer thin patch.
Right.
130 patents on it, because it's not about the patch. It's about what the patch does. The patch is actually non-transdermal, so nothing from the patch is absorbed into the skin, the body, or the bloodstream. What the patch does is act as a little mirror, redirecting your own God light, your own infrared light that's like your fingerprint, unique to you, back inside of your body. And we know how powerful the sunlight is, right? We know how powerful blue light therapy is and red light therapy. All of those therapies
have become
popular.
Well, they're using that red light for the eye a lot,
yep.
Right? So is it phototherapy then?
It's phototherapy, light therapy. It just happens to be the most powerful light on the planet, your own God-given infrared light, which is unique to you. And this is why, for the first time, we have an amazing breakthrough that's working for everyone every time. It's just a matter of time, because everybody is getting their own infrared light as therapy, which activates the healing systems, including the stem cells from head to toe.
It's not one size fit all. Red Valerie, it's your body. So for you wouldn't work for somebody else. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Valerie Courtney Heron and Noel Thomas, and we're talking about a little tiny patch, a phototherapy patch. It is a small adhesive device designed to be worn on your skin. I actually have one on my neck right now.
Me too.
And these patches operate without external power. Instead, they're utilizing the body's own heat to produce a therapeutic light. So, Valerie, take it from there.
I'm going to catch on fire.
you used it, and what happened?
Light up.
Tell our listeners, Valerie, how these wavelengths helped you.
Well, after I tried it the first day, I had no more back pain. And since I've been using it for now over a year and a half, 2 years now, I sleep all night long without getting up, using the restroom. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I wake up with energy every day, or clear mind and clarity. Also, I like the fact that my numbers are good when I go to the doctor. My blood work, I always use this as a testimony. My mother died with cancer. My dad passed away with diabetes. And it's a blessing. A lot of times you hear people, everything is hereditary. I feel not so. If you learn knowledge about something, I don't have those conditions at 62. So it is a blessing.
Yeah.
You know?
And the more I read about it, they're saying, Noel, that these patches can help in wound healing, skin rejuvenation. They repair cuts, burns. they help support collagen production. And they reduce wrinkles.
Absolutely.
Well, looky here, ladies.
Absolutely.
We're talking about wrinkles now.
Absolutely. Okay? Well, peptides, everybody is going bonkers about peptides and collagen now. What if there was a way to naturally activate and upregulate your own peptides, your own collagen? Well, I was introduced to this by my Bible study buddy, my brother in Christ, Mike Hernandez. And when he shared this with me, I said I wanted to have nothing to do with it, because the only thing I knew about stem cells were they were harvested from the wrong place, right? But when he told me there's no stem cells in the patch, and actually it's the patch redirecting our own light back into our body, and that's how our own stem cells are having healthy activity, going from being dormant by the time, again, we're 30, we lose 50%. By the time we're 60, we lose 90 to 95%. So being able to have those systems not only elevated but activated in such a way that in 6 months, 4,000 of 20,000 genes begin to reset. That's like being born again physically.
So who started this light activated healing hub for us mortals? And how long, is it FDA approved? How long has these light wave patches been in existence?
Excellent question. So David Schmidt, he's not only the owner, but the scientist and inventor. Really cool thing. He was actually doing a Bible study on Genesis in the book of John, looking at the equations for life when he got the download from the author of life, right?
You're talking
the
about
frequency.
The guy that lives in our heart.
That's right.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when he was inducted into the Science and Inventors Hall of Fame 2 years in a row, he said, "Give an honor to my first superhero, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So, he got the download from upstairs, and the exact frequency necessary to have our body do what Psalm 139 said. We were fearfully and wonderfully made, a marvelous work. When we activate our bodies, they were intelligently designed to heal itself. So, you know, now we've got an easy, patented way to reactivate the body. And so you not only get the gene reset, but you get inflammation from the brain to the toes are dramatically
decreased. It's like a wellness patch, I tell you. So Valerie, when you had messaged me, I had looked up, you had talked about, you know, this light wave patch, this life wave patch, it is healing from within, right? It promotes healing from within. Yeah. It activates your stem cells. It helps you to look younger. We can see that in you. And what it is what everybody wants is natural healing. You're just waking up something in your own body to say, hey, I need you to go to this part of the body. They need help there.
That's correct. You know, but I mean, I like the fact that, you know, I have a lot of energy. I wake up, you know, I'm like you. I go to the gym, you know, I travel, I just meet people. You know, you just show up differently. You know, it's so amazing.
Yeah, and I heard that one of the physicians who was interviewed about this, he's using these instead of using acupuncture needles.
Absolutely.
So talk to us a little about that, Mr. Thomas.
Well, I tell you what, right now,
because when people hear you don't have to stick needles into someone, but you could use these light therapy for that, why not?
Absolutely. You know, with the company's been around for 20 years, right? But in the last 36 months, when our team, the This Is It team, came on board, led by Steve and Gina Merritt, some beautiful people who love God and love people, over the last 36 months, we've had well over 2,000 doctors come on board. Why? Because patients they've been treating for a year, 2 years, 5 years, even 10 plus years, the dramatic turnaround results that they're seeing within just 3 to 6 months have been absolutely incredible. Again, it's not about the patch. The patch doesn't heal, cure, mitigate, or treat any illnesses or disease. The federal government has it as a wellness product. So it's not FDA approved. That's only drugs are FDA approved.
Yes.
But this is a wellness product.
Well, so this wellness product, this patch, LifeWave patch, how many patches can you wear at one time?
Over in Japan, they wear 30 at a time. There's 30 that comes in an envelope. Remember, there's no drug stimulants or chemicals. It's just giving your body your own light. So.
Yeah.
In Japan, they put them on their pressure points and they reflect their light there. And that's why they have incredible results. You know what? When my brother in Christ shared this with me, he didn't know I'd just gotten $500,000 in additional life insurance because my heart was feeling like
well,
a
with
balloon.
Five kids, you need that.
Absolutely.
And that's a very wise investment.
Well, look, we already had adequate life insurance because my honey love, my wife, she's been in the life insurance arena from she was 19 as an entrepreneur. So we understood the value of not having to have a GoFundMe, car wash, fish fry, all of that, especially with five kids. But what made me go out and get the additional $500,000 in life insurance is because my heart was feeling like a balloon stretched about to bust. I was having sharp stabbing pains in my chest. With each inhale, I literally would pray that it's not my last. And it was so severe, I didn't even tell my best friend after Jesus of 30 years, my honey love, we're going to be married 18 years this year. I didn't even tell her one peep because I felt like talking about it, it may be my last conversation.
Well, not only that, then she starts getting worried.
Yeah, and absolutely.
That goes right into the family. So,
absolutely.
So Valerie, so how do tell us a little bit about the cost of these patches that activates our own body's response to this stem cell?
Well, we have a website that you can go on. You can choose what a percentage of patches that you would like. We have them in, I always share with people, like the doctor recommend, you know, like 90 days patches. But what I like about it, you can try them for 30 days and it's a money back guarantee. So I have my website there that you can go on.
Yeah. And does insurance cover it, or it's a, you have to pay for it by your out of pocket?
Well, there are some, every state is different and every insurance company is different. You know, if your insurance covers light therapy,
yes,
you may be able to get it approved, but it's so affordable. It's we show you, even though these results, people are getting better results than the $7,000 to $500,000 stem cell injections, right? You're not paying $1 million for a patch. You can get a patch for less than a cup of coffee a day. So the affordability, you don't even have to worry about waiting for insurance to look better, feel better, be pain-free, have more energy.
So somebody just texted me, can they use these life patches on pets?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we got a video called Horses Don't Lie. it was the first video I saw. And when I saw horses limping around and the horse gets patched and now the horse is striding, I mean, I said, you got to be kidding me. I've got to take a look at this patch. And so when I looked into the research and I saw within 6 months, clinically documented, of wearing the patches 12 hours a day. So if you put it on at 8 a.m., you take it off at 8 p.m., let your body rest and rejuvenate overnight, that the internal organs are reversed in age, health, and vitality by 8 years. I said, well, 8 years ago, my heart didn't feel like this. So I prayed a simple prayer. I said, Lord, give me 6 months. Well, guess what? I didn't need 6 months. Day one, that sensation of my heart feeling like a balloon stretched about to bust, gone. The sharp stabbing pains in my chest, gone. That fallen and jackknifed my right shoulder, that pain and discomfort, gone. I had full mobility back in my right arm. I was drinking 4 energy drinks a day to make it through the day. and I felt so much energy.
So what I'm hearing is that every patch supports the body in a unique way. And strategically, you have to place it where you need to place it, right? But our bodies aren't broken. It's designed to heal. And these patches are like, they're shining a light on where you're supposed to heal.
Absolutely. And guess what? With the patches, it's simple. You don't even have to strategically place it anywhere. The results are systemic. So you put it anywhere on your body and you're going to get results. If you put it where it hurts, you're going to get incredible results.
Well, Valerie, with the 1 minute left, did you notice any side effects from the patch? Or does anybody ever call you and say, I used it, but there's some, because, you know, with everything, there's side effects, right?
There's no side effects to it, and because there's nothing that goes directly into your system, and it's no medicine. It's no medicine in the patch.
Yeah, so...
Does it help with weight loss too?
Oh, absolutely. What God makes has only benefits. What man makes has side effects. So because it's your own God-given light, no side effects, just benefits.
So you would say that it increases strength and stamina. It helps you with weight loss. It's a generalized healing from head to the toe.
Absolutely.
And we need the website from one of you guys, from Valerie,
what you
Courtney,
do,
or Noel Thomas. Give us the website. Danny's given us the...
What you want to do is you want to reach out, 321-593-9573. Again, 321-953-9573, and you'll get all the information in one place, and we'll show you how to get this blessing and turn the miracle that is your body back on for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Noel, you'll have to come back when you write your book about honey love and the five kids.
That's right. Valerie, we made sure that I put the your website, your specific website on. I made sure I put on the phone number of where to get a hold of you. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thanks for sharing all this great information. We'll see you next